got a stock of paradigm, Mishnah Bein Sayyoti, but similarly, we had in the previous Mishnah, some places have a minute not to do Malacha. On Erev Pesach before Chatzot, while other places have a minute to permit doing Malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzot. A person who travels from one place to another has to accept upon himself the stringency of his place of residence, and also the stringency of the place where he happens to be on Erev Pesach before Chatzot. So therefore, if either his place of residence or the place that he traveled to on Erev Pesach has a minute not to do Malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzot, it would be forbidden for him to do Malach on Erev Pesach before Chatzot. And this mission talks about a similar case with regards to Peros Shvi'ah. As it didn't, the produce of Shvi'ah has a man beer, a time where it has to be disposed of. Now, what's the time that Peros Shvi'ah has to be disposed of? If the Peros Shvi'ah is no longer available out in the field for the animals can no longer access the Peros since the Peros are no longer out in the field. In such a case, that's the Zman Bi'ah for the Peros, and the Peros has to be disposed of. Any Peros Shvi'ah that were not eaten by that time, the person has to take them out of his house and to be mocked them. Now the Mishnah says, HaMelech Peros Shvi'ah Mimakom Shekolim Lemakom Shelo Kolim or Mimakom Shelo Kolim Lemakom Shekolim Chayav Levan. Somebody who has Shvi'ah's produce and he brought them from a place where they're no longer available to the chayas in the field. So therefore, in that place, it had already reached its man beer. And he brought them to a place where they're not colored, where they're still available to the chayas in the field. And therefore, it's not yet its man beer in that place. Or he brought them from a place where it's low color, where they're still available to the animals in the field. And he brought them to a place where they're colored, where they're no longer available to the animals in the field. And therefore, it already reached its man beer. He must dispose of his Peros Shvi'ah. And he has to accept upon himself both the stringency of the place where he brought them from and the stringency of the place where he brought them to. And therefore, if either his place of residence or the place where he brought them to, they are no longer available to the animals in the field, and it already reached his mind beer, he would have to get rid of the Peros, and he would have to be mocked for them to anybody who wants to take them. Rabbi Hudaim. Rabbi Huda says, go bring yourself from those Peros Shvi'ah. Now this is a cryptic statement of Rabbi Huda. And the explanation is that according to the Tanakham, if you have three different types of Peros Shvi'ah that you pickle together in a jar, and two out of the three pears are no longer available to the chayas in the field, while one of those three pears are still available to the chayas in the field, you can keep around all three of those pears. Since they were all pickled together, and one of them are still available to the chayas in the field, you're not obligated to dispose of those pears until all three of those pears are no longer available to the chayas in the field. While Rabbi Huda disagrees, according to Rabbi Huda, as soon as one of those pears is no longer available to the chayas in the field, you have to dispose of that pre, even though that pre was pickled together with other pears that are still available to the chayas in the field. So Rabbi Huda is saying, go bring yourself from those pears. Meaning to say, if you have a pre here that have been pickled together with other pears, however, that pre is no longer available to the chayas in the field. So you can't go bring it from the field because it's no longer available. You have to dispose of that pre, even though it's pickled together with other pears that are still available. And since that particular pre cannot be brought from the field, since it's no longer available, you have to dispose of it and be mafker to whoever wants it. In a place where the meaning of that place is to allow selling small animals to Goyim, and the people who live in that place would be permitted to sell small animals to Goyim. But people who live in a place where the meaning of that place is not to allow selling small animals to Goyim, then it would be forbidden for the people of that place to sell small animals to Goyim. As the din is, you're not allowed to sell large animals that do malacha to Goyim. The reason being is that a person is mechuyev to ensure that the animals that belong to him do not do malacha on Shabbos. And therefore, it would be forbidden to rent or to lend a large animal that does malacha to a Goyim, lest the Goyim do malacha with that animal on Shabbos. However, to sell a large animal to a Goyim, Min HaTorah would be mutter, as it no longer belongs to you. So if the guy does malacha with the animal on Shabbos, it's not your responsibility, since it no longer belongs to you. However, the Chachamim do not allow you to sell large animals to Goyim. It's a gzeira that you might end up renting or lending the animal to the guy. And since it still belongs to you, if the guy does malacha on Shabbos with your animal, it would be forbidden. Now, to sell small animals to a guy, that depends on the minhag. In certain places, they had a minhag not to even allow selling small animals to a guy, lest you end up selling large animals to the guy as well. As even though small animals do not do malacha, so even if you rented or lend the small animal to a guy, it would not be forbidden in the Torah. However, some places had a minhag not to even allow you to sell the small animals to a guy. So therefore, if you live in such a place, you would not be allowed to sell a small animal to a guy. Ubachal makom ein mochon lahem behema gaza agalin usyachem shleimim ushvur. And in all places, it's forbidden to sell large animals that do malacha to a guy. And you're not even allowed to sell calves or small donkeys, whether they are healthy or even if they have a broken leg that they cannot do malacha, it would still be forbidden to sell them to a guy. As we said, they cannot sell large animals to a guy unless you end up renting or lending the animal to the guy, and the guy would do malacha with it on Shabbos. And even a calf or a small donkey that's too young to do malacha, even so it's forbidden to sell it to a guy, to gzera, that you might end up selling a large animal to a guy. So you can't even sell a small animal such as a calf or a donkey that's too young to do malacha. And even if the animal is sharp or it has a broken limb so it cannot do malacha, even so, you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. It's a gzera that you might end up selling an animal that does not have a broken limb to a guy, and the guy will do malacha with it on Shabbos. Rabbi Huda matir b'shvur. Rabbi Huda permits selling an animal with a broken limb to a guy since the animal cannot do malacha. As we're talking about where the animal has a broken limb and it will never heal to the extent that would allow the animal to do malacha. So this animal can never do malacha. So therefore, Rabbi Huda permits selling it to a guy. However, Rabbi Huda agrees that you cannot sell a calf or a young donkey to a guy, even though it cannot do malacha since it's so young, and since when it gets bigger, it would be able to do malacha, you would not be allowed to sell it to a guy, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ben Becerra Mater Besut. Ben Becerra permits selling a horse to a guy. Even though a horse is a large animal that does malacha, according to Ben Becerra, you're allowed to sell it to a guy. The reason being that the type of malacha that a horse does is not usher min haTorah on Shabbos, and the horse is used for riding on it. Now, even though the horse is carrying a person, that is not usher min haTorah. As min haTorah, you're allowed to carry a person on Shabbos. As we have a klal chai nosi es atzmo, a living person helps carry himself. So it's not considered carrying when you carry a person on Shabbos. It's only also midrabbanan. Now, the Tanakhama and Ben Becerra are arguing about a horse that's also used not only for carrying people, but also for carrying a bird that is used for hunting. According to Ben Becerra, the klal of chai nosi es atzmo is true regarding animals as well. Min haTorah, you're allowed to carry animals on Shabbos just like you can carry a person. While the Tanakhama holds that the klal of chai nosi es atzmo only refers to a person, not to an animal, forbidding min haTorah to carry an animal on Shabbos. So therefore, according to the Tanakhama, a horse that is used for carrying animals on it would be forbidden to sell to a guy on Shabbos, since carrying an animal would be a malacha that's also min haTorah. While Ben Becerra holds that min haTorah, you're allowed to carry an animal on Shabbos, and therefore you would be allowed to sell a horse to a guy, even though the horse is used for carrying animals, since it is not also min haTorah to carry an animal on Shabbos.